August 6, 1917. The divine will renders the soul happy, even in the midst of the greatest storms. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came. And since I was very afflicted because of the continuous threats of worse chastisements and because of his privations, he told me, "My daughter, be cheered, do not lose heart too much. My will renders the soul happy, even in the midst of the greatest storms. Even more, she rises up so high that the storms cannot touch her, although she sees them and hears them. The place in which she dwells is not subject to storms, but is always serene, and with a smiling sun, because her origin is in heaven, her nobility is divine, her sanctity is in God, and there she is kept by God Himself. Jealous of the sanctity of this soul who lives in my will, I keep her in my inmost heart, and I say, nobody touch her. My will is intangible, it is sacred, and all must give honor to my will."